So, we finally meet. Me? Mess? No, 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 sweetie. If I wanted to impale you, then I would have done so. Just think of it as a warning of what's to come if you step out of line. It may be hard to believe, but humans are quite a, rare delicacy to us. It's not every day that one voluntarily shows up in our humble abode. Not sure how you got here, you say. Well, how unfortunate. Despite the situation you're in, you seem quite calm, and honestly, I applaud you. And for that, I have a proposition for you, human. It would be foolish of me to squander such an opportunity as well as execute our first guest in ages. Now, you have two options. First, being you can continue to live alongside us and your safety will be guaranteed. We shall procure all necessities for you, from food to other essential items you may need. In exchange, however, you will be our toy, fulfilling all of our desires until the day that you die. You will also act as a breeding bull. You will be expected to mate with human women, impregnating them. Oh, yes. Quick on the uptake. I like that in a man. The offspring you produce will be our livestock. Well, the second option is that we can put an end to this chatter and just decapitate you. But that would be at the very end, after I slowly cut off all of your appendages, from every joint on your fingers to your toes, working up towards your calves, down to your thighs. I'm sure you'll enjoy the sight of me devouring your cock. Literally. Honestly, the best part of devouring humans isn't the flesh or the blood. Oh, it's the delicious screams. It just, turns me on even more. So, what will it be, love? Would you rather drown in pleasure? Or perhaps drown in tears and blood? Good answer. Now, that's settled. Let's move on to the second stipulation needed for this accord. Oh? I didn't quite explain, did I? It would be rude of me to not get your consent on the matter. After all, I was the one that presented you with the two offers. The second requirement is seeing that you are able to perform the job. That's the point of granting you all of these benefits. If you aren't well equipped for the job, you will be no better than the livestock. Yes, it is imperative that I am able to gain something from this agreement as well, don't you think? Well, from what I can see, it seems that you're rearing to go. Tell me, human, do you find me attractive? I'm not one to brag, but I cannot deny that I am very well endowed, to the point human men may call me erotic, voluptuous, fuckable, possibly bringing about a feeling of lust, pure carnal desire to ravage me. Titillating, isn't it? I don't blame you. I want to devour you myself. Well, all jokes aside, humans and vampires aren't all that different. Well, to be honest, you humans are more of the monsters than we are, giving in to your desires and stomping on every other life form, perceiving to be the center of the universe, justifying all of your misdeeds to be a needed sacrifice for the better good. But, well, I digress. Let's get back to assessing you. Now, beg. What do you want me to do to you? Oh my, how bold. I thought you'd be scared about the things I said earlier. Are you possibly masochistic? Well, to each their own. I'll devour you like you requested. Don't I know? The pleasure might shock. Quite big. That's wonderful. Look at you twitch just from my breath hitting your cock. Oh, it's like you're about to explode at any moment. Oh, hopefully you can manage. How's this? Do you like the sensation of my mouth furiously tugging on your cock? No need to be shy. Be honest with your desires. That's it. Give in to your desires. What's your request? My tits. I mean, I don't mind. It is your life on the line. Are these to your liking, human? Prepare yourself. I'm gonna take your entire length down my throat. Feel that pre-cum dripping down my throat, human. You're close, aren't you? A little warning would have been nice. I didn't expect you to unload so much. Look at you. What a mess I made out of you. Poor baby. Don't worry, I'll clean you right up. Oh my. Done already? I expected so much more from you. Well, I had hoped that you'd stay by my side, but unfortunately, you're just like the others. Sorry, love. No, no, no use pleading. Don't worry, though. Your skull will serve as a wonderful ornament and reminder to something that could have been. Nah. Please, just die for me. The screaming will only turn me on even more.